This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we go. It's time for us to review the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of November 23rd to the 27th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my very good friend and colleague, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of said magazine, Talkers at Talkers.com. Every week you can see the stories posted there and the people list. There are 10 on each of the lists. The people at Talkers work tirelessly all week long, every week. Hardly get any sleep at all going through the list of radio stations, listening to the topics and the sport, the sports stuff. We actually haven't done, because of this year being as wild as it has been, there often had been over the last few years, sports talk radio items in the list. But
or sports talk items on news talk radio.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
It doesn't mean they're not talking about sports. It's just that there's so many other topics that we don't want to, you know, just
water
the
it
habit
down.
Of, we don't do it for the sake of doing it, you know. And
right.
But interestingly, in this year 2020, sports has played a role in economics and culture and health. So it's there's been a lot of talk about sports, but in a different way. You know, the economy of sports, the way sports have been played without audiences and crowds. It's been an interesting. This has just been probably. I hate the word interesting because it's an uninteresting word, but it's apt. It's probably been the most interesting year since you and I have been doing this, and we've been doing it for most of the history of modern radio.
27 years we've, I think, been doing this off and on.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Here we go. The old-timers are getting together again.
Yes.
True.
And it's not as good as it was in the old days. It stinks. Everything is bad today.
Well, there's a lot of good stuff and a lot of stuff that isn't so good when you get right down to brass tacks. Yeah. So let's go through the list of the stories, Michael, if you would please.
It was a tricky week for us because in some ways it was a shortened week, but there's no such thing as a shortened week. So here we go. At number 10, climate change. At number 9, race relations and police reform. At number 8, foreign affairs and U.S.-China relations. At number 7, the conservative cable news talk TV wars. At number 6, the education crisis and school closings. At number 5, the economy, shutdowns, stock market soars, food lines across USA. We have the record-breaking stock market and we have food lines at the same time. Chew on that one. Figure that one out. It is the core of our economic problem.
Contrast in reality.
Yeah. At number 4, post-election 2020 politics, the Georgia runoffs, and the Supreme Court of the United States COVID-19 religious groups ruling that just took place. At number 3, Biden begins organizing a new administration. At number 2, Trump still refuses to concede the election, and Trump pardons Michael Flynn. And at number 1, the real story, COVID-19, stats and projections, vaccines, and add to that list Thanksgiving travel and gatherings. Mm. And that's the subject chart. Now, the people chart, we'll go through it quick. At number 10, all of them, the justices of the Supreme Court, have been talked about. Kamala Harris at number 9, not just her, but who's going to replace her in California. At number 8, Andrew Cuomo and Barack Obama. Rudy Giuliani's hanging in there at number 7. At number 6, the batch of guys and gals running for office in the runoffs in Georgia, the center of the political world, Kelly Loeffler, Raphael Warnock, David Perdue, and John Ossoff. Nancy Pelosi's at 5, Mitch McConnell's at 4, Michael Flynn is at 3, Joe Biden is 2, and Donald Trump still reigns at number 1 as the POTUS, the President of the United States.
Soon it'll be POTUS passed.
I'm the President of the United States. Don't talk to me or any president like this. You're a lightweight.
Yeah, that is, he said to one reporter.
They call him a lightweight. Reminds me of my days back in the record business.
You're a lightweight. You're a heavyweight.
Yeah, that's why, because he can't come up with anything substantive because he didn't have that big of vocabulary. So
You're a lightweight. You're a loser.
Take a shot. It's a, right, you're a loser. You're never a loser when you wear a mezuzah. Isn't that, do you remember that old expression?
No,
that was
it. Let it go.
Anyway, The happy Thanksgiving, by the way. It is Thanksgiving weekend, in which we are here prepared to talk about the big issues of the week, as usual, as disseminated by the folks at Talkers or talk radio shows, news talk radio stations around the country. I had as a companion piece to this hour that you and I do, I have the DJVers, the folks on the Monday through Friday show that I do in the morning, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Usually Jennifer and Victoria are on with me. We go through the story list and the people list, and then it adds an ancillary conversational item or two to our repertoire. But this week I had John Harper on because Jennifer's off. John Harper runs WMEL. You know him from the Space Coast. He was traveling to visit his daughter this week in Atlanta. And he said to us on the air, he couldn't believe the number of ads as he listened to radio stations going up through Georgia on, what is that, 75?
Oh, yeah, for the politics.
Oh, my God. You talk about a bonanza for radio with these ads. Every single
television
set.
Billions of dollars have been spent in Georgia on this. Well, look at the way the moon and the stars lined up. Mm-hmm. The future of the United States Senate for the next 2 years hangs in the balance of what happens in this runoff. Two runoff elections, one state. And it could be 50-50. It could be 51-49. It's amazing.
Well, you know, when people are asking the Biden folks about who they're going to put in, like the progressives all say, we want Warren to be in the thing, and then Bernie. That's not going to happen because they come from two states that are run by governors that are Republicans. So if they go, they can be sure there'll be two more Republicans to go right in there. At least somebody was smart enough to think about that in terms of whatever. I don't know how you define smart.
That's probably the underlying reason why they're not going into the cabinet. But the other reason is that Biden is not going to go as progressive as some people have feared. Anybody who thought that is naive. Biden is not a pragmatic centrist, and he's going to continue.
Ooh, I love
to
that
be
term.
It.
Wait a minute. Let me write this down. I've not heard that term before. A pragmatic.
Hold on.
I'm going to describe myself this way myself. Pragmatic centrist.
Yeah.
All right. Good. I like that. Thank you very much. Pragmatic centrist. Yeah. Okay. Now, meanwhile, back at the ranch, the vaccine availability is something we should talk about because it looks like I've been told by several of my friends who are doctors, they will have their shots on the first of two shots on December 11th. The FDA apparently is going to put the final stamp of approval on it the 10th of December. Nobody knows if they know they're going to do it on the 10th. Why do they do it today? What are they holding out a couple of weeks for? But anyway, the first shots will be available. And then after that group of people gets their second shot, because this is requiring two shots, then we'll be in line. You and I, because of our age, will be in line for the second shot. I'm told I'll get my shot, first shot, probably sometime early, mid-January.
Is that when they're going to give it to people over 90?
Wait a minute. Or I'm going to...
I knew you were going to do that.
Got a new little toy in my studio.
Oh, God. Right. Doug discovers reverb.
Right.
Where did you pull that one out of the air? I mean, do you actually have bells and whistles next to you? I'll be darned.
Yes, I do. Several different... Actually, if you really want... Another thing. All kinds of buildings.
Oh, my, oh, my.
It's a big-time radio studio with all kinds of sound effects.
That's funny. I can't believe that you're doing that.
I got a lot of stupid stuff here that I never use.
Well, you should use it.
I'd probably not on the countdown. I might use another one.
Well, I walk around with the Michael Harrison band. If they follow me where I go, and every once in a while I call upon them, and they.
You're a member of a famous rock band.
I am a member of a famous rock band.
But of course they have that stuff.
Yeah, but the Michael Harrison marching band sounds great. For example. I can make any kind of sound. I can't believe that you... Is that on your new toy? Is that on your new toy?
Wait, come on.
Where did you get that? I want to do it, too.
You do? Really?
I used to love Christmas guys going, the screaming DJs.
Uh-huh.
Listen,
you...
You're shocking me.
Really? Oh, you know me better than that. I have all kinds of silly stuff that I never use anymore because we're serious. This is serious business. Yeah.
I don't believe it. I'm going to devote the rest of my time in radio to being ridiculous.
Okay, why not? I think we should all be a little more. You know what? We've been too damn serious. Everybody is. You know, the world is full of too much serious.
I want to congratulate you for having the restraint not to use all of those sounds at your command.
No, I don't use them at all anymore. Always into this stuff, and I'm upset about not being able to use them. Maybe in my...
And here I'm trying to impress you with the Michael Harrison marching band, and you've got 25 marching bands. I can't believe it.
I have a big voice now.
Oh, my gosh.
Reverb unit. My Pillow. How about when I do it for My Pillow commercial? You want me to...
It sounds like it's coming from heaven.
I know, right? Exactly.
Well, it is. This is God. You should use My Pillow.
My Pillow is offering right now premium pillows, all the biggies, the standard, the queen, and the king, at $40 off the regular price. These things are priced around $70 usually. Now you get them for around $30. Big deal, big time. Now is the time, in fact, for you to buy, not only to get the lowest price of the year, every year at this time since I've been associated with MyPillow, which has been the last 3 or 4 years, they have done this same sort of thing, sort of rewarding those people who are good customers or bringing in new good customers. Use the promo code DJV when you check out. You'll take advantage of the only pillow that's manufactured in America. You can wash it. You can dry it. Keep fluffing them up. They are great, great, great. And they're available now at 1/3 the normal price. How about that, boys and girls?
Wow.
Go to MyPillow.com. What about that, Michael? Pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here on the edge of my chair.
I know you are. Well, let me put an end to that.
I'm sitting here at the edge of my bed.
Yeah. Right. With a MyPillow wrapped right around. He's holding tightly. You have until March 1st. The guarantee's been extended to March 1st. Instead of 60 days as normally it is, it's now March 1st. You have until then, once you buy them, to decide whether you like them or you don't like them. That goes for any product they have. Okay? MyPillow premium pillows on sale now at 1/3 the normal price. Use the DJV code at checkout, the promo code DJV, for all the savings.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
At the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, an estimated 4 billion people were working from home. But do we like working from home? Well, the folks at ServiceNow, a digital workflow company, conducted the survey with some interesting results. Mark LeCure fills us in.
So some of the findings that stood out, which were so interesting, was even after physical distancing measures are lifted, 9 out of 10 office workers still want to work from home. You know, they've had a taste of this opportunity to have this flexible work schedule and work from home, and they don't necessarily want to go back to the old way. They've also said that when they do return to the office and those measures are in place, that they're looking for their employers to allow them to have 14 days a month, you know, either in the office or working from home.
More on working from home tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special Square and use promo code SUN.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time for us to move back into the fold here, get away from our silly stuff, and get back to the serious business of going through the stories in the People List at Talkers Magazine. You can find the list, as I said, with Talkers TV and Talkers Radio, also at Talkers.com. A lot of information for those of you who love the format. This is the kind of a week where there are a lot of new voices, vacation week, a lot of the bigger stars. I'm not smart enough to do that, I guess. I was on the air live on Thanksgiving, as I normally have been over the years on all of the holidays. My staff, however, has said that we need Christmas and New Year's off this year, so we won't do it live then. That's one of the interesting things about doing one of these radio shows. Sometimes, maybe you can give us an insight, because people love it when you talk about the inside workings of the business. So a host is gone on vacation, and sometimes they put a substitute in. Sometimes they play the best of. How does that work? How are those decisions made? You want to clue us in on that?
How are they made? They're made individually at the station. They're made individually by the management. Sometimes they're made
What goes into making a decision? Do we keep Sean Hannity reruns on, or do we put somebody in the sub?
A deep thought. A tremendous
really?
They sit around for weeks sometimes,
I'm sure,
debating
yeah.
it. No, I don't know. It's an age old thing in radio. Radio is one of those businesses where the show must go on. It's not like a store. You know, when I was a kid, I worked at a movie theater while I was in high school, and that was another business. You worked holidays, you worked nights, you were, you know, certain
yeah.
Certain businesses.
Right. Exactly.
And nowadays with syndication, and nowadays with a lot of automation, it's easier to run a radio station. Back in the day, they were 24/7. Every shift was live.
Yep.
You had 6 full-time DJs on a station.
Four-hour
shifts.
Even on the big news stations, if you find
right.
three live
So it's
people.
A lot easier today with delayed broadcast and all of that. But during that, you know, people are human beings, and also listening habits change.
Mm-hmm.
Radio is very much a business where it's in a tempo with the times and the local area, you know, morning drive time, afternoon drive time, people getting up. On a holiday, maybe they're not getting up and going in the car. So there's a whole different pace to life. And really smart radio, really good programmed radio, is very tuned into the pace of life in its time, in its place.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all part of how it goes, you know.
Yeah. Speaking of good radio, I want to welcome KQDI. which is an AM and FM signal in Great Falls, Montana. This is the first weekend of them being on the Talk Radio Countdown show. So
hello.
Nice to have you on board there. The,
Imagine this episode is the first one they're hearing? They're going to think we're a bunch of yahoos.
Yeah, with all of our silly stuff there.
Oh, my gosh.
Let our hair hang
down.
We're
not like this. We assure you, Great Falls, Montana. We're not like this.
There is a COVID story that I like to think is the highlight of the week when it comes to all the sadness. There was a couple in, where these people were, they're somewhere in upstate New York, I think. They'd been married for 76 years.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
The husband, Carmen, and the wife, Mary Siciliano. No, they were from Chicago, excuse me. Carmen and Mary Siciliano were married 76 years. They tested positive last month. Carmen died the other day. And his wife was there. Imagine being married to somebody for 76 years, stayed with him. She almost died. And everybody thought, the children thought she was going to die too, and she's apparently turned around a little bit. But she's 96 years old, and the son and the daughter really kind of, it's, you know, those stories, we've been affected so much by this, and you hear these stories and they seem so sad. But then think about it. They were married happily for 76 years. Isn't that the story?
Well, that's certainly the bright side of the story.
Yeah, right. But they were separated now by the COVID reality. And I wanted to tip my hat to that story and that family. Amen. 28 after the hour, we continue with our Talk Radio Countdown show.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines the prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit, forhims.com/joy.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first shipment of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine arrived in the United States over the weekend to await an emergency use authorization from the FDA. But a recent poll from Gallup showed that only about 60% of Americans were ready to get the shots. That's something the White House Coronavirus Task Force is trying to remedy. Admiral Brett Giroir says Americans need to know these vaccines are safe. The Assistant Secretary of Health for the Department of Health and Human Services tells CNN that the vaccines have gone through intense testing.
These vaccines have been tested in tens of thousands of individuals. There are independent data safety monitoring boards. There's going to be an independent, transparent review. The Pfizer vaccine will have an advisory committee on December 10th. All the data will be out there. The Surgeon General and myself and all the team are really out trying to educate the public. We have to see what the data show, but all indications are this is an extremely safe vaccine.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Students in the nation's largest school district will soon be back in the classroom. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced Sunday that the city's public schools will reopen for pre-K students on December 7th, with schools serving students with special educational needs opening on December 10th. Middle and high school students will return to in-person learning at a date yet to be determined. The district had closed its doors about 2 weeks ago as COVID cases in the city spiked. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that reopening schools is a sound strategy as far as the data is concerned. He tells ABC this week that the focus should be on keeping schools open while restricting bars, restaurants, and activities that contribute to community spread.
So if you mitigate the things that you know are causing spread in a very, very profound way, in a robust way, if you bring that down, you will then indirectly and ultimately protect the children in the school, because the community level is determined how things go across the board. So my feeling would be the same thing. If you look at the data, the spread among children and from children is not really very big at all, not like one would have suspected.
And the NFL has fined a pair of teams over violations of the league's coronavirus protocols. The New England Patriots were fined $350,000 for not following protocols during a mini-outbreak that sidelined stars Cam Newton and Stephon Gilmore. The New Orleans Saints were fined $500,000 and docked a 2021 seventh-round draft pick, drawing a harsher penalty as a repeat offender. Both the team and head coach Sean Payton have been previously fined for failure to follow protocols. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Moving back into our talk radio review, Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the big stories and some side stories as well. The White House gift shop is holding a big Black Friday. This is true, by the way, if you didn't know, this big Black Friday sale. The website, The Gift House, several Trump-centric products are on a discount, 50% off. Our featured products at the White House. Oh. How about that?
Those will be valuable someday.
Yeah. Oh, of course they will.
Look, I have a whole bunch of Trump stuff.
You know, the that's a very interesting point. I don't know how many people realize that number of auctions that are being held and the amount of memorabilia. You and I, as former jocks, you're in a big group. You see all of these various things that come from the big groups that are put up. The crazy money that they get for a script for a TV show, or the note liners for this album. I mean, 30,000, 300,000, 3 million. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm just talking about regular merchandise. If you have a Trump doll or a puppet or something that talks, you know, or they're all kinds of, you know, they call them tchotchkes.
They have bobblehead.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Tchotchkes.
If you buy them and you don't open the box, you just put it away, keep it. You know, your kids will have something that will be worth, you know, anywhere from a few hundred to a few thousand dollars down the road.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, a lot of people used to collect campaign pins. Uh-huh. I like Ike, you know, Kennedy Johnson 60, things of that nature. And they go all, campaign pins go all the way back to the beginning of the 20th century.
I like Ike. I remember those.
I like Ike, you know. And for those who don't know who Ike is, we're talking about the guy that was married to Tina Turner. And, I liked him, even though history didn't make him look like a very good guy.
No, we were not talking about him at all. Ike was Eisenhower, president from 1953 to 1961 when JFK took over. You know, that's another thing. Talk radio did not do, and maybe it's because of all the distractions, but I remember... You know, sort of year in and year out. On November 22nd every year, there would be an acknowledgement of the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Nothing was talked about this year.
No. Zero.
Yeah, zero.
Yeah. Yeah, except for me. I'm the only one I think.
I did too. I filled in. I filled in on a radio station and brought it up. Yeah. And people were like, whoa.
Right. It's just, we're so... And there's no historical perspective. Every once in a while, because, you know, when I do the DGV program, I have two younger women that are millennials, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, and I bring up stuff they don't know what I'm talking about, whether it's movies, whether it was something that came up this past week that I was astounded. They had no reference to it. It may have been a song or something. I don't even
really
know. Yeah. Huh. No reference to it. Well, maybe it sounds the same. I don't know what a Roomba is. Or I didn't. Do you know what a Roomba is?
Oh, yeah, Roomba's a dance. It was part of, like, no. there were these Latin-flavored dances.
No,
Mambo,
it's a vacuum
Roomba,
cleaner.
Cha-cha.
It's the Roomba is a vacuum cleaner.
Oh.
Right.
I've never heard of the Roomba.
Yeah. I've heard of Hoover.
Right. Yeah, I've heard of the Hoover.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
Then there was this guy selling a vacuum cleaner that would suck your whole house down its tube. It was so powerful, right. I forgot the name of it.
Yeah. So what does talk radio make of Trump pardoning Michael Flynn? He really didn't like him, but I'm expecting, aren't you, between now and when Trump saunters off to wherever he's going next, that there will be a ton of pardons. Can he pardon himself? And what are some of the hosts on talk stations saying about his ability to pardon himself?
Not a lot of people are talking about him pardoning himself, but a lot of people are utilizing the Michael Flynn case as a way to reopen the Mueller episode. Mm-hmm. And point to it as the Russian hoax and how bad the Democrats are for having tried to impeach Trump over a witch hunt. So that the Michael Flynn story this week has sparked that kind of conversation. But right now in conservative talk media, both on radio and television, there's a little bit of infighting going on as to how to handle the various levels of positioning, I guess, on Trump. Should we move on? Should we focus on Biden? Should we focus on Trump? Is there a chance that Trump will yet prevail and then the election will
return? So now Biden become public enemy number one? Does Trump become the most sought-after guest on some of the
It's going to take another 6 months for that to play out, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't think that can accurately be answered. First of all, a lot has to do with how Trump's going to feel the day after he's no longer president and all of the levers of power are removed from his particular, you know, realm.
What do you think is going to happen?
I'm answering the question. The answer to the question is I don't know what's going to happen, and I don't think anybody does. The one thing I've learned during the Trump era is don't think you know what's going to happen, because it could go in a completely different direction. And we're still in that era. As a matter of fact, everything that's happened in the last 4 years is influencing what's going to happen in the next 4 years. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the world is not going to suddenly change on January 20th. But there will be
there will be a slow evolution because there's nothing like the power of the now, you know.
Right.
He'll be the ex-president. And, sure. You know, and all this talk about him running in 2024, well, it could happen. However, he's going to have lots of, shall we say, competition, which you're not hearing about yet because people are being very careful from young Republicans.
Right after the election, usually, though, that's the next sport. Okay, day after. Who's going to run next time? It becomes silly.
Yeah.
It's a silly sport. Yeah.
Well,
young Republicans, but who among the young Republicans really has... See, the thing that is in play here, I think, and I think we touched on this last week, the progressives are not going to get their way because Biden, as you pointed out very accurately in the last half hour, is a pragmatic centrist. So you're not going to see a whole bunch of liberal, wild-eyed, crazy stuff going on. And as a result of that, AOC and that bunch are not going to be happy. So they're going to splinter off and start their own party because the Democrats, led by the DNC, they produce everything. You're not going to get away with anything. That's why Bernie didn't make it, because the DNCers didn't want him to make it. So this bunch of people that want to have much more progressive, whatever that means.
Well, Bernie would have lost.
AOC would have lost big time.
Of course the judge would have lost. You know, Klobuchar would have lost.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris would have lost.
Yeah.
We all would have lost. But Trump had 10 million more votes than he had the last time. Trump did very well. He just didn't do well enough.
No. Right. So, and part of it was, you know, his own doing. If he were mild-mannered like Joe Biden and did the things that he did as president accomplished, he would have been easy in.
If he had just taken a little bit of advice from me, he would have been a shoo-in.
Yeah,
for I say it half in jest and half seriously.
Exactly.
But much of his demise came at his own doing.
He's his own worst enemy, as they say. He really is, because a lot of the things I loved, a lot of things he did, frankly.
Well, that's part of the frustration that's being expressed in the GOP today in terms of talk media. Is, you know, how much of Trump should we blame on Trump, and how much? But in terms
most
of this whole thing about election fraud, this is a major schism in terms of perception of reality and character, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And this thing has got to play itself out fast because it is extremely destructive.
Yep. And how many of the hosts are buying into it? How many of you heard modified versus the day after the election? Now we're almost a month after the election.
Well, I hate to say what I'm about to say, but I have to say it because I try to be an honest person. How many hosts are buying into it because that's where their bread is buttered?
Sure, of course it is. That's the way it's been all along. Limbaugh didn't like Trump at the beginning. Are you kidding? He was not for Trump at all. I think he was a... Ted Cruz, wasn't he a Cruz guy?
Many of the most ardent Trump supporters on the right side.
Hannity was the only one who was with Trump from the beginning that I remember.
Hannity is pure. Hannity is a prince. You like him or you don't like his politics, but let me just say, Hannity is pure.
Very consistent. He's been right there and he hasn't wavered a bit. The rest of these phonies, and that's just what they are. You listen to some of these characters and they go on, oh, Trump this and Trump that. They're going to do whatever it is that gets them an audience. Sean didn't think about that. Thought about it. Trump was his friend.
And he didn't think about it. He just went straight ahead, and he's still doing it.
Yeah.
And that's why Hannity. It's very hard for me to judge Hannity because I take the politics out of the equation with all of these guys because that's my job.
Yeah.
And somebody has to do that. I'm probably the only one in the industry that plays that role, so I take it real seriously. Hannity is, I'm telling you folks, whether you like him or not politically, he's a really, really solid person.
Really deal. He's a good guy. I like him a lot. Yeah. You like him a lot. He's a very good guy. He's represented this business very well. He got very smartly educated by talking to a lot of us who'd been around for a while. So I wish you yet again a happy Thanksgiving from all of us here that do this program and from the sponsors. For example, Calitrin. They have a big Thanksgiving deal going on right now. You know, you look at pictures of the people at work at Calitrin, and it's pretty obvious they all like to eat. They've all been on the reason they get hired at Calitrin is because they had weight problems, and they resolved them by using Calitrin. A very great, it's a fabulous example of somebody who really does walk the walk and talk the talk. You look at all of the men and women who work. There are pictures all over the Toplos website of the people that work there, and they all look like, you know, they're average Americans who have had a little bit too much to eat here and there, and they decided to take it seriously, and they got on the program, and they've done themselves a world of good. And they're from all age categories as well, men and women, older, younger, you name it. But they are a microcosm of what we have going on all across our country, from Milwaukee to Des Moines, you name the city, the town, the place where people are very serious about this. I was just talking to somebody in St. Paul, Minnesota, about this very product and about how it works. Fort Lauderdale, somebody tried it for the first time this Thanksgiving. So why don't you do yourself and your family a favor? Get on board right now. Go to toploss.com. Take advantage of the Thanksgiving, the Happy Thanksgiving sale from them. It's the all-natural way to lose weight. No stimulants, no nothing in there, except all positive, really good natural elements like the proteins that are in there. You know, so many different things. Listen, I can go through the list. I'm not going to because I don't have time. All I want you to do is go there. The sale at Thanksgiving qualifies. You can buy as many as you want and get twice as many. 40, you want to buy 40 month supply, you get 80 month supply. No interest monthly payment plan available now by going to toploss.com and using the checkout code, the discount code DJV, no shipping, and these fabulous deals. Buy one, get one free at toploss.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Great deals on the hottest brands.
Get amazing prices on must-have gifts for working or learning from home.
Like laptops, perfect for upgrading your home office or online classroom.
And now at Staples, save up to $280 on laptops, like the HP Pavilion with i5 processor for just $349.99.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
The most wonderful deals of the year are at Staples this holiday.
Ends 12/5/20. In-store only while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
All right, so this week on the MH interview, you have a well-known talk personality, some have been involved in the talk business, management-wise and otherwise, for a long time. So what are we going to get listening to Walter Sterling with you?
You're going to hear a view of current events through the eyes of a talk show host who presents himself as a family man, a dedicated husband, and father of three girls from grade school to high school.
And
to
he is
college.
All of that. His
yes.
Kids are sweet.
He's
sweet
reinvented
daughters.
Himself.
Sweet, sweet kids. Yeah.
Yeah, he's reinvented himself. He's been a manager for years in the radio business, one of the visionaries, and now he's on the air again. His name is Walter Sterling on the air. His name is Walter Sabo off the air. And it's a fascinating conversation. MHinterview.com.
So how is he breaking? Well, we don't have time. I was going to get out breaking new ground, but you can listen to it.
I just told you. He presents everything from the standpoint of a family man.
But yeah.
That's breaking new ground. He's not a political pundit. He's a guy who has kids.
That's it. Why not? 10 before the hour. Happy Thanksgiving to Michael Harrison here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Three at the hour now. Time for us to go through the top five items this week from the world of technology. Doug and Victoria Keelan here has done all the research, and so we get right to it. Number five this week, as we head to number one, is a focus on Apple and what the bad guys at Apple, or at least one bad guy, has been doing.
Yeah, some bad PR for Apple happened this week. A California grand jury indicted Apple's head of global security on charges that he tried to bribe Santa Clara County, which is in California. He tried to bribe officials with iPads. Apparently, this guy, Thomas Moyer, is accused of offering 200 iPads worth $70,000 to two different members of the sheriff's office in exchange for four concealed carry firearms licenses for Apple employees. The iPads were never delivered, apparently, because he got busted before this transaction could actually come to fruition. But
the guy ran him out?
Not really sure who ratted him out, but somehow he got busted.
Somebody's got a number on him.
Yeah. His attorney says that he was collateral damage in a dispute between Santa Clara sheriff and district attorneys, and saying that, you know, once it goes to trial, they believe he'll be acquitted. I'm not really so sure. It looks like there actually is some real evidence against this guy. He's been at Apple for about 15 years. He's been the head of global security since November of 2018. and he wrote a memo in 2018 warning Apple employees about the potential consequences of leaking information to the media, which he wrote can become part of your personal and professional identity forever. So he's eating those words right now. So we'll see what happens when it goes to trial.
Nice job there, fella. Number four, speaking of not so nice jobs, Tesla's got a problem.
Tesla has issued a recall of about 10,000 vehicles in the U.S., the 9,000 Model X and from the year 2016, and 400 Model Ys that are brand new from 2020. The issues were, of course, filed with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and Tesla says that they will fix everything free of charge. They're going to be testing all this stuff out. What happened was the cars feature cosmetic appliques that were apparently applied without a primer, which can cause the trim on the roof of the car to fall off while driving at high speeds,
well,
which basically means the entire roof can come off your car. So yeah, it's really, it's important if you have one of these vehicles, make sure that you are on top of this recall, because in one recent incident, a Model Y, which is part of the 2020 recall, the entire roof fell off while the driver was driving. So that's
right,
obviously a huge hazard for everyone else around you and for you yourself if you're, you know, driving. But and then on the other recall with the 2016 Model X's, it's a steering issue which isn't bolted down properly, and so the driver could actually lose power steering. So both of them are really important to get fixed as soon as you can.
All right, here's a black eye for Comcast, and they, like Verizon, deserve a black eye from time to time. So
yeah,
Verizon
Comcast
deserves them all the time, but how about this one for Comcast?
Comcast doesn't really have, I don't know, I wouldn't give them a very high rating. My parents have Comcast, and it's very slow internet and very basic cable, and they pay about $200 a month, so I'm not a fan. But anyway, next year, Comcast says they plan to charge home internet customers in the northeastern states. They're going to charge you for going over 1.2 terabytes of data in a month. Now, that is a lot of data, just to, you know, put that out there. 1.2 terabytes is a lot. However, with everyone working from home, especially in the Northeast, kids are doing a lot of, you know, distance learning, and parents are working from home. So data is going way, way up. So in January and February, Comcast says that they're going to give their Xfinity customers who are not on an unlimited plan, they'll give you a credit for any data usage over that, but only for 1 month. And if you exceed that amount, then you're going to be charged $10 per 50 gigs of data. 50 gigs of data is not a lot of data, which means you could end up having $100 more per month on your bill. It might be a good time to start shopping around for another alternative. Everyone knows at the end of the year, beginning of next of 2021, a lot of, you can find good deals. You can shop around. You can go to Verizon, Fios. You can go to RCN. See what kind of deal they are offering you. This affects Connecticut, Delaware, Massachusetts, Maryland, Maine, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Vermont, West Virginia, D.C., and parts of North Carolina and Ohio. You're all going to see these price hikes. So
right,
I would say now's the time to start shopping around. I
have some news here. We've got to pay attention to this quickly.
Yeah, HBO has finally is going to be available on Amazon Fire Stick and Fire TV devices. This has been in negotiations for at least 6 months, and this is a huge relief for people who actually want to watch HBO. So you'll now be able to get HBO Max, which is a great thing, and you'll get Wonder Woman on Christmas Day.
Presidential accounts moving over to Joe Biden on Twitter and Facebook, number one this week.
Yep, Donald Trump hasn't conceded yet, but Twitter and Facebook are moving on. They are transferring the POTUS accounts. And so President-elect Joe Biden, on the 20th of January, he will now occupy the brand-new POTUS handles, and Donald Trump's will now be POTUS 45. That's where all of his tweets will be archived.
59 past the...
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.